self-destruction than boys. So they get there faster. But still a little bit. Then by the time, now you're talking about your 14-year-old, and what were your exact words? He doesn't, what were your words?
Well, I can't talk to him the same way. It's
and
different.
So but what we're getting at is the longer they live, the more socialized they are, and the less connected with source they become. And the thing that you're helping us to say in a really exact way is that when you get here, you're more tuned in, tapped in, turned on. And the longer that you bang around with others, the more you try to please them, the more you try to find ways of seeing life through their viewpoint, the more you try to morph what life means to them into what life means to you. And what we're wanting to suggest to you is that in the same way that your 14-year-old isn't really asking, that's really that's the healthy state of being that we would like you to begin fixating on. In other words, okay, we would like you to say about your 19-year-old, what you're saying about the 14-year-old, it really doesn't do any good to have any long conversations because he's not really asking and doesn't really listen to what I say anyway. And it sounds strange as someone who is counseling parents on parenting, but we're really saying to you, by over-parenting, you coax them away from their own guidance, which is never a good thing. By under-parenting, you elicit from them a self-surviving mechanism that will give them the opportunity to begin listening to what's coming forth from within. So your children are sort of teaching you what we are wanting through life experience, what these words that we're giving, which don't teach, we're trying to help match up. We want you to understand that so many people think that they have to prepare their children to socialize in the world. But then what happens is all they do is call them away from the guidance from within, and then they're not happy even though they're going through the motions of life. Where the independence that we want you to encourage in them is independence from you and other humans who would seek to call them this way and that way, but an alignment with the source that comes forth from within them. So to the 14-year-old, you could say on a really regular basis, I'm glad you're not listening to me because I never wanted to be your source of information anyway, because you have something really good going on within you. To your 10-year-old, you could say, I'm glad that you're a drama queen because the life that you're living is causing you to ask for more early on, and I know that it will serve you well as you are moving through life. To your 19-year-old, you could say, I'm sorry that I worked so hard in answering questions that you weren't listening to the answers, because the answers were never meant to come through me. They are within you. In other words, you're saying the same thing to all of them in the vernacular that they can best hear. But more important than what you're saying to any of them is what we're wanting you to get from us as we are having this conversation. And we think life is teaching it to you, not these words. You've got no choice. They're not hearing you anyway. Nothing that you say is making any difference anyway. All you're doing is using them as your excuse to not be lined up with who you are. And do you know that someone who wants to be happy, like all of your children, but especially the 19-year-old, when he sees you listening to him and feeling worse and worse and worse, he feels worse and worse and worse because he is an uplifter at the very core of his being. It would be far better for him to see you say, you're not listening to me anyway, and you don't need my guidance anyway because you're figuring it out, and I know who you are, and you're going to figure this out, so let's just not have this conversation. It would be better for him to hear you standing on stable footing and talking to him like that than watching his own mother, who he loves with all of his heart, to wither before his eyes and on very deep levels know that he's responsible for this current withering because it's coming in response to what he's saying, and that's what's got him upset more than anything. And that's why he's coming back to you and then saying to you, oh, getting that off my chest, it really helped me to feel better. We dramatized it and I launched stronger rockets. So next time he says something to you, say, good, I'm glad it helped. Never do that again. And then say, and even when you try, I'm in a different place now. Because I'm just going to fast forward to you coming out into the light like you always do, and I'm not going to go through the valley of death with you again. I'm not going to do it again. It's not necessary. It didn't help you. It didn't help.